Just a few items that I wanted to give you an update on the capital improvement projects. As you all know, with the opening of Legends Events Center, we now have Midtown Boulevard extension to Williamson officially open and complete. We also, and this is a project right next to Katie and Sarah's project that they did downtown, one of the many projects, but the contractor for Washington and 20th and 33rd drainage improvements. Again, it's been under construction right there by the railroad tracks for a while. Is finalizing and will be doing a punch list phase late this week. So they'll be opening that roadway pretty soon. And that includes storm sewer and sanitary sewer improvements, as well as water relocations. Lots of stuff right in the same spot right there. Construction on phase one of the Old Hearn Road project has begun. That is from Wilhelm to Milberger. You'll know that's been underway, and with construction expected to be complete in late 2023. Palo Soda, you know that one phase has been completed with the roundabout there at Leonard Road. Now phase two construction will be substantially complete by the end of the month. That's the north section. The East 29th Street traffic signal replacement contractor is reconstructing inlets at the sidewalk and the intersection of Broadmoor and 29th near the hospital. And is scheduled for completion there by the end of February. The Midtown Park Outer Loop Trails contractor is forming up the slab for the last two bridges remaining in the project, and includes handrail and a camera system. And the overall project completion is anticipated for March. And then the TxDOT contractor managing FM 158 and William Joel Bryan, again, that major corridor there underway, started work with storm sewer and sidewalk work on near Texas Avenue. That portion is near the end of the project, but it does include ultimately raised medians, roundabouts, traffic signals, sidewalks, landscaping. And again, that's the limits of William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to the post office. The section from the post office to Highway 6 will be included with another TxDOT project that involves the Highway 6 widening of the main lanes. All of that estimated in completion for the fall of 2024. Staff is awaiting Union Pacific signed agreements on the railroad quiet zone so that work within the right-of-way may continue. And the last item is the final agreement with TxDOT for the Gateway Monument signs. We approved several, I believe four Gateway signs, monument signs to the City of Bryan from different locations. The final agreement will be brought back to you in February. I believe those two locations are West 20, Highway 21 and North Highway 6. And that's all I have, Mayor.